of the time, yes, I agree.
Recording something's coming.
Most of the time. Let's begin. Let's begin, guys. Great to see everybody. Let's begin.
Recording in progress.
Okay. We continue upon in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Braisa, the Daf Chesam and Aleph, pointed out that the country of Syria has three similarities to Chutzlaretz and three similarities to Eretz Yisrael. And they are the following. The three that are similar to Chutzlaretz is that it's offers Tomei. You sell it every kind in Syria, it's like selling the Chutzlaretz, it goes free. You impose a Knas on the buyer. And number three, if you deliver a get from Syria, it's like delivering a get from Chutzlaretz, you have to say Fanei Necha. However, the other three things are, through all the three dinim, that it's like here in Syria, having troops of Mises, you want to go in, Betara, you can be Nechnas. And we'll get back to that Nekuda, Bezushem, because it seems like, no matter how you go in, it's the Horeb. And then number three is, if you buy a field in Syria, it's like buying in the suburbs of Yerushalayim, and we were bothered by that. I don't think we'll get to it today, but I mean, what are we, like, you know, Century 21? I mean, therefore, you know, it's a real estate advertisement. What nafkamin is there that you compliment it? Did you buy a field in Syria? It's like you buy in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Cost $3 million? I mean, my nafkamin. So I don't think we'll get to it today. But those are the three denim lamais that we saw. And then the Gemara said that you have in Meister and Shviz in Eretz Yisrael, because you hold Kibush Yoch and Shmei Kibush, okay? Which we'll have to get back to during the week, but I wanted to go out and progress a little bit in the Gemara. There's a lot still we got to speak about with Kiddush Haaretz, but I want to progress a little bit in the Gemara. So let's pick it up from the third line there in the Gemara about Rotsa, okay? Come on, let's try to energize. Let's focus. Go ahead, Arya. If you want to go in there to Tsuria Gazunter Haid, and you can remain tar. Frakta Gemara. Well, you said the dirt is tummy, so how do you go in and remain tar? I thought the dirt of Syria is tummy. It's a great kasha. Yeah, let's see Rashi.
Rashi.
We didn't get up to the Gemara. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. So what's the Gemara answer?
Shida Tevo Migdal.
Actually, you read it correctly. Shida Tevo Migdal. These are types of cases. Okay? To define it, you know, a Tev is a tower. Tev is a box. A Migdal is a tower. And Shida is like a what?
Closet.
Like a closet. These are all types of what? Storage things. And therefore, people carry them in the Avir. So basically, you don't touch the dirt. You're totally encased in it. Obviously, you can breathe in it. But you're going to remain tahar. And therefore, the tomb of the Eretz Amim is not going to make you tameh. So that's only in the country of Syria that this is going to work. Okay? But in Chutzlaretz, meaning which is called Eretz Amim, you with me, Mayor? It's not going to help you to be carried into a box. You're going to become tameh. You got me? Disanya is the Bryce that bears it out. Go ahead.
Disanya.
Why don't you read the Rashi first? Bashida Table. So Rashi identifies the Brisa as being according to Rebbe, which we're going to have to see. Okay, so that means this is a bit of a, when you read this Gemara and you read that Rashi, you're going to have to hold your horses a little bit. Okay, meaning to say that it's going to be a run-on in the Gemara. What I mean by a run-on, then we're just going to quote a Brisa, Ashi with me, that's a Machlekes Tanoim, and then you're going to have to read the next line, Afilu Rebbe. Because Rashi already spilled the beans for you and said that Tana is Rebbe. So let's see what it says. Desanya, go ahead. Now the Pashup shot of this Machlaikis, based on what we're saying, and we're going to go over it, Bez Hashem, with the Gemara Nazar, but our Gemara basically saying, and I want you to get it down in your notes, because I don't know if I have a marker here. We got a lot to do today. Okay, it's okay. Well, there is a marker there. Okay. But here you put it back, Lamais. We got a lot to do, so you write it in your notes. Today we don't have much time. There's a principle called, get it down in your notes, called Ol Zarek Lav Shmei Ohal, or Ol Zarek Shmei Ohal. Ol Zarek is from the Mishnayos and Olos. Olos is one of the 63 Masechtas in Shas. It's in Taros.
Yeah.
And it means literally a tent, but it means a movable tent. You don't translate it literally. An Ohel Zarek, you can't translate it as a throwing tent. It means a movable tent. Is a movable tent an Ohel? For example, a plane. A plane. When a Kohen's in a plane and he flies over a cemetery, if you hold Ol Zarek Lav Shmi Arik, you're in trouble. That means the plane that encases the Kohen is not an Ohel. The tumah goes straight up and touches the Kohen. If you hold Ol Zarek Ishmei Ohel, then it's a good hold. Then it will encase the Kohen and it will protect him. Okay? That's a very important principle you must know. Ohel Zaruk Ishmei Ohel or Lav Shmei Ohel. Is it called an Ohel or not? Shmei meaning the name. Is it called an Ohel? Alpi din, okay? Ohel Zarek Shmeol or Lav Shmeol. So the Gemara says, go ahead, Desanya. Why does Rebbe Mitame, if you go into Chutzlar Teretzam, is a synonym? Why is it Orin? Because Rebbe holds Ohel Zarek Lav Shmeol. And therefore, what if it's movable? It doesn't encase him, it doesn't protect him at all. And therefore, the fact of the matter is, you think you're encased? Baloney, you're not encased. And the tumah goes right up there and is metame you. Yes? It's like your mahil. Mahil is oel. The dirt is tummy. The tumah goes right up from the dirt and goes right into you. What do you mean? I'm encased in a box. No, you're not. Alpi halacha, it's moving, so it's not considered a chatzitza. You know what a chatzitza means? A separation. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Usher, you got me? Oh, I don't have to write it on the board. You write in your notes. Binyamin, get this down. Ohel Zarek Lav Shmei Ohel. Go, what does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hold? You tell me. Aryeh, what does he hold?
He holds
it is an Ohel, and it does protect you. So, if you stopped at this point, you have no answer. What do you mean you have? We said, Shita Tevel Migdal, yes? What did this price address? Come on, you guys got to be in tune to reading the Gemara. I know everyone's tired, but Levi, you got to get it. Let's focus. This is what the life's all about. Okay? What is the topic of the Brisa? You tell me. Where you went into what? Eretz Amid. That's not your main dust of Kami Surya. So you can't just stop there. That doesn't help you. You have to go on to the next line of the Gemara. You understand what I just said? Eliezer, do you understand what I just said? Forget about the Daf Yomi. This is what the Gemara is. This is the Iyun, the Iker Gemara. You can't just stop here. What are we talking about? Surya. We're not talking about Eretz Amin. So what relevance is there? That's why you can't stop there. You have to say another line. Vafilu what? Go ahead, Vafilu. You have to read the next line of the Gemara. Are you with me? Vafilu what?
Vafilu, Rabbi Loka Metame, Yalu Eretz Amin. The Gazer Al Gusha, Yalu Yir.
Ah.
Al Surya.
Now we have the punchline. Now we have the punchline. Even according to Rebbe, who's metame with Ol Zarek Lav Shmei Ohel, it's only metame where? Where is he only metame? He's only metame in Eretz Amin, because in Eretz Amin, what were they gozer on? They were gozer on the dirt, and they were gozer on what else? They were gozer on the avir. Even if you're not on the dirt, and even if you're encased, even if you're encased in something that separates you from the tumor, from the dirt, you still become tummy because you can breathe. You can breathe out there, your tummy. We'll see the reasons why for that. But let's get the pshat in the Gemara first. But Surya, they only made the Xera on the what? They only made the Xera on the what? On the dirt, on the avir, they did not. So if you come in with a Shita Tevel Migdol into Surya, according to Rebbe, you are what? You are what?
You're
tar. You are Tahor. So that's how it can say Afer Tamai, but if you go Nichlas, you're Nichlas Latara. Because we're assuming that price on Amrav is according to which Tana? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and you went in Meshita Teva Umigdal. Does everyone got that? That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Yes, Usher? Now, even before we do Rashi and Tosis, this is always why I want you to Cheshbon, when you engross yourself. What would you say according to Yosef Ben Yehuda? What would you guys say according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda hold? That even in Eretz Amin, what's the din? Oh, Zarek Ishmael. Therefore what? So what are we looking for in this price? Yisrael, Mayor, move over a little so I can see you. Lamais, you follow me? What are we looking for in this price? You tell me. We want to know the uniqueness of Surya. Why is Surya like Eretz Israel and not like Eretz Wada Amin? Theoretically, according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, you could go in there and say, I'm in with the one. Right. Shita Tevel Migdal. So therefore, it can't be who? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would equate Surya with chutzlarts. In the same vein, you could go into a box in Surya, you go into a box in chutzlarts. We're looking for something that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, but it's not like chutzlarts. And in what sense is Surya like Eretz Yisrael? That they were gozer on the what? The gush, but they were not gozer on the avir. Just like the avir of Eretz Yisrael is tahora, the avir of Surya is what? Is going to be tahora. I, the offer is tame, but if you go in a box, you'll be okay. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying the simplest reading of the Gemara, Ori, is that this price, it can only go according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And that's why you have to read the Gemara of Afilu Rebbe. You hear what I'm saying? The Afilu Rebbe, you read it in Runah. That's why Rashi spills the beans right away and he says what? The Rebbe. He says, this price is Rebbe. B'shita Tevo Migdal. Because Lamaisa, if you Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, you could even go on the chutzlarts with a sheet of table. Yes? Everyone cop that? Jonathan, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see Rashi inside. Go ahead, Ari. You're doing a great job.
Ready to comment.
Guys, look inside. Go ahead.
Ready to comment. Summer, all Zara, Galosh, May, all. Hamid, Marsh, the Airman, all Hamid, Kabul, Eno, all, Bishas, Kalkulo.
What does he say there in the Bach?
In the Bach, right now,
Sof Daf Lamed. Okay. He gives you the Maramakum. Go ahead. O Amatal.
El
tent that moves is not an O while it moves. Hilkach. It's not a separation. Tumah goes right up. Go ahead. Oh. And that Tana wants to be the Chadesh of Tzuri Lel, that even Rebbe that's with Tom is only at Tzamim, but in Tzuri, since the Avir was not what goes there, Shita Teva Migdal will help you. Yes? Shita Teva will help you, because what's not going to help you, according to Rebbe? Guys, what's not going to help you? The Ol is not going to help you, because Ol Zarek Lashmei Ol, according to Rebbe. There are two ways to protect a guy, theoretically, to make him Tara. Guys, think. There are two ways to protect a guy, theoretically. What are the two ways to protect a guy? Either through OL, or say that what? There's no Tumah Navir anyway. That the Chum never made a Takana on the Tumah Navir, right? Those are two ways to say it's fine. Is that correct? Problem is, Rebbe holds what? Rebbe HaKadosh holds Ol Zarek is Lashmei OL. That's not going to help you. The only thing that's going to help you is the what? Is that the Avir in Surya was not what? The Avir in Surya was not enacted. Okay? So that's what we're saying, Shadis. That's what he means. The Tana of Amun Aleph that discussed Surya has to hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Okay? Now, Rav Schechter Shlita once pointed out to us, you know, the kolo is called the Marcus Katz Kolo of Shalom. He was a big tzaddik who gave a lot of stalker. And he was a Kohen. He lived in Mexico City. The chef once gave a whole shiur. How was he able to fly into JFK? Because in JFK, a lot of times the planes, they fly over a cemetery. It was a Kohen. And we hold all Zarek Lav Shmei Ol. So how was he able to fly in? Give millions of dollars to YU. Gave a shiur. How were you able to come? Everyone was, maybe won't give the money now, Lamaisa. Right? So Shekhar was Mechadesh that the Isser of Tuma of Kohen to Tumas Mace is an Isser of Kurva. It's not an Isser of Tuma. It's an Isser of Kurva. The Kohen can't come close to a mace. You understand what I'm saying? When you're in a plane, you're not close to the mace.
What's close?
In other words, close means coming, whatever, how you define close, but it's not being in a plane is not close. You're very high up in a plane. That's what he wanted to say, the Isser of Kurva, in other words, we would categorize Isser of a Kohen in the time of Mace as coming close. It's like a Yordea did. You know what I mean by Yordea? Remember we once discussed from the Vilna Gaon that there are three areas of Dini HaTorah? Do you remember that? Famous Din? You know, guys don't remember that? What did the Vilna Gaon write in that Deres Eliyahu? Rabbi Yosef Engel always quotes, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. There are three areas of Dini HaTorah. All you guys got to write this down. Bein Dam L'Dam is Isser of a Heter. Bein din l'din is dinim ominous. And what is bein nega l'nega? Tuma v'tar. Each area regulates sveikas differently. So therefore, we don't view the isser of a coin being the time of the mace as tuma. We view it as isser v'heter. And if it's a sveik, it's mutter. Whereas if you have Svek Svek and two of a Tara, the din is Bishushi Yachid, it's Tameh. If it's concerning less than three people, when I say Rishushi Yachid with two of a Tara, it's less than three. Three or more is what Rishushi Rabin. Doesn't mean the same thing as Ochel Shabbos, what Rishushi Yachid Rishushi Rabin is. Every din in the Torah, I've said this to you before, Kol HaTorah Kula plugs into one of those three dinim. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Negin L'Negin. Very, very critical. Which din does that fall into? Those three areas. So the Mechashinach or Shek wanted the Mechadesh that the Isser of Akarim and Tanameis, which we would think is an Isser Tumah, it's not. It's Isser coming close. And the Kula would be that the Kohen could fly over the cemetery because it's not close. And in the same vein, a Kohen cannot visit a Goses. A Goses, a guy's imminently about to die. Because he's coming close to a mace. He's not dead yet, but he might be any second. But he's not dead yet. From the perspective of Tumah, then I understand, you're right, he's not dead yet. But from the perspective of Kurva, maybe this of Kurva applies even to someone who's a Goses, not someone who's mace. So there's a kula I gave you with the plane and the chumra that I gave you regarding the ghosts, which I want you to get down in your notes. Okay? Binyamin, please, Lamaise, you got to get this down. Eliezer, go ahead.
So, is this specifically for a kohen that it's for kurva and not like matana maze, like what Tumah should be?
There's no other isser. Same thing for, you're saying zanaz are the same? Maybe.
What is the isser of shooting up applied if it's... ends up being...
If you're close by to it. If it's close by to it. But if you're far off from it, then they're not over an Isser.
So you're close by and then shoots up. Like how?
No, you might become Tameh, but Lamaise, are you over the Isser? A Kohen cannot be carried himself to a mace. Uh-huh. That's how you formulate the Isser. It's good. It's an excellent kasha, I'll be able to say. You might become Tameh if you're directly over it, 500 feet or 1,000 feet above it, but were you over the Isser? Of to be Makarim Mace? No, you're not. The Isser is not a Tumah Isser, whether, if you became Tumah, you're over the Isser. The Isser is, did you come close? You follow the formulation? It's a different formulation.
Kohen is allowed to become Tumah, he just can't become Makarim
Mace. Most of the time, that matches. But I just gave you two situations where it doesn't match. Okay, you're right. Most of the time it does match. But here it does not match, those two cases. You got me? So that is exactly what he's saying here. Go ahead, Benj.
Yeah, I thought that works well because if we're assuming now that everyone's Tumah the Mace and we say it's a din in Tumah, then if I'm Tumah the Mace anyways, then why can I?
Well, that's true, but also there's an issue to be most about Tumah. You're making a good horror, but even so, there still could be an issue to be most about the Tumah. But you're right; it's a good thought that it fits in much better if it's an issue of Makariv. You don't even have to get to that topic. Well said. Everyone's saying good. Okay? All right, look at the next Rashi, are you? Guys, look inside. Go ahead. The Gazru al what?
The Gazru al Gushah.
See, it doesn't say who the Tana was in that previous Rashi. It just says Ashrina High Tana. Whoever the Tana that Bryce was that taught Suri was similar to three things, that's the din. Okay, go ahead.
Magu Mashka Velo.
Yeah, read again at Dibra Masva. Go ahead.
The Gazru al Gushah. Magu Masva Velo.
You guys know what that means? What are the three ways to transmit tuna? Tumah. Not tuna. Tuna and salmon or sardines? Come on. It's Tumah, right? What are the three ways? Maga, touching. Masa means carrying without touching. You put your gloves on, or you're carrying a suitcase with the tumas inside. What's the third one? Ohel. Yes? Those are the three ways. Yeah, for a Zav, it's different than Mishkan. I'm talking about standard Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace. Okay?
Is there Mishkan Moshe for a
Nidin? Yeah. We learned it then, Lamaise. By a Zava there is. By a Zava. No, not by a Nidin. Zava, I think there is. Zava. But let's focus on the Tumas Mace. Mago, Masa, and Ohel. Right? There's a Machlokes of Tanoim. In the Yevamos Taf Samach Alpha Maral, please get it down to the Tanakam and Shubra Yochai is a mace akum etame ba'ohol. Is a mace akum etame ba'ohol. So Machlis Tanoi, Machlis Ram and Rai, Machlis Machaber Omol in Shulchan Aruch. Machaber says Yesh Lahachmer. You got this? That's why a Kohen can't go to medical school. I had a Talmud of mine about, I'd say, 27 years ago, great Talmud of mine didn't listen to me. He went to medical school, Koyim. Rav Tendler Louden, everyone can argue and enter, but Lamaisa, Rav Tendler had a heter, thought he could go, but Lamaisa, usually we assume a Kohen cannot go to medical school. Yesh la'achra. There are some Rabbanim that allow it, but by Messiahs, we don't allow it. Ramosha said Yesh la'achmir. That's what the Mechaber writes. Because they deal with cadavers. The cadavers are Goyim. So I'm not touching the cadaver. I don't care. You're under the same roof as the cadaver. That's why a Kohen can't go to medical school. You follow me? There is a Shita Tanan says a Mesakra cannot be Metamah Ball. It's not Metamah. But we don't hold like that. We hold it as Yesh la'achmir. That's why a Kohen can't go to medical school. He's not touching it.
Can a Bas Kohen?
Yes, Mishnah. We learned that. A Bas Kohen can be a time of the mace. So you got this? So Lamaisa, there are three avenues. Maga, Masa, and Tumas Mace. Mace Akim is not a time of all. But Maga, Masa, you cannot what? Maga, Masa is usher even for a what? For a mace. Akum. Yes?
What was my focus between
Tanakam and Rebbe? Mace Akum. Is he mitama boil? Samach alpha alpha yavomis. Tanakam shubrach. Machlis ram rather out of pasim. Machlis mechaber amal. We say yesh lahachmir. Now magu masa is also even with a goyish cadaver, a goyish mace. I'll prove it to you. You guys familiar with Shimshon? Nazar Shim. You know Shimshon Agibor in Shoftim. Shimshon HaGibor, there's a special type of category of Nazir. Stam Nazir cannot be Matam Lames, cut his hair or drink wine. What's a Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Shimshon can't cut his hair or can't drink wine. Can he be Matam Lames? Yes. A Nazir Shimshon can be Matam Lames. What's my Raya? When he killed the policeman, he touched them. They were dead. How can you touch them? Eli, you see that what Nazir Shimshon is what? Zmut Matam Lames. Because everyone who reads Maga, Umas is a problem. Okay? Must be that by Nazar Shimshon there's no din of Tumas Meis. You got it? Okay? So Allah Lomais, we have Maga, Masa, and also what else do we have? Oh well. Those are the three ways you can transmit Tumu. Now Maga is a Beferish Apostle Chumash. So is Oel. What about Masa? So Rambam writes in Perak Aleph, Allah Aleph, those Tumas Meis, get it down. Rambam says it's a Kavu Chaymer. If Oel, you become Tomei, certainly Masa. And this is not just a Stam Kavu Chomer. This is what we call a Gilui Milsa. What's a Gilui Milsa? We treat it as if it's Mefurish Makra Aryeh. Because if it's a Kavu Chomer, you shouldn't be Chayav Karis for it. Yes? Ain Onshim Min Adin. Is that correct? You shouldn't be Loke for it. We know that if you're Tumas Meis through Masa, you become what? You're Loke for it. If you go to the Bismillah, Chayav Karis for it. Aye. If it comes from a Kavu Chomer, what's a din? Ain't no shim in a din. What's the answer? It's called a Gilui Milsa. We view this as it's Beferish and Chumash. There are a few things where the Rambam writes we view our Beferish and Chumash, even though it's through a Kavu Chomer. What are the four things? What are the four things? Jonathan Linda, let's write it down. Tumas what? Masa? Basar B'chalav? Eating Basar B'chalav? It says, well, Tavashel. So why you chayev? Eating, it's a gilui milsa. What else? If a guy lives with his daughter, God forbid, before she's in the bus, you can't live with your granddaughter. What about a daughter? It's a kol shekhen. But ain't on shemin adin. That's a gilui milsa. And number four, what's number four? What's number four? Someone who's nivellus. Laposala, a woman who has beard is someone she's possible to. Say a goy. So she can no longer eat truma ever again. A grusha can't marry a kohen. Right? But a grusha, Lamai says, after the truma, however, this person is what is asur to a kohen. Koshik, the din is also asur to eat truma. There's also a psul to eat truma. Okay? Gemara Nivamis. The Gemara Nivamis, what the af? Ayin hey Yavit Ayin Chesim at base. Where's the Gemara Nivamis? Samach Chesim at base. Take a look at Samach Chesim at base. What is the Gemara's Kavu Chomer there? Ma Grusha. There's four things we learn from a Kavu Chomer and a Mefurish Bikra. You understand what I'm saying? We treat them otherwise as a problem. So this is the Din of Mago Masa. Okay? So let's see inside. Are you?
Human
Oh, you look it up the Gemara. Someone else got to read the Rashi, and then we'll have you go back. Benj, read the Rashi. Then Ari will go back to read. Go ahead. Gazra Agusha. Go ahead. No, read the Gemara's Kavah Chomer. Ma Grusha. Gemara has a Kavah Chomer there. Samaches and Bez, I think it is. Ma Grusha, you have it? Pretty sure it's some. It's I. Say again, ma grusha. Oh, a grusha is muteris petruma. Asulakuna. The woman that was bala goy, whose bustle law is what? His bustle is what? Read. Oh, not only is she getting out of truma, in addition she's what? She's psula kahuna. You got that? So that's what we call givui milsa. Okay? Even though Abaye says it's Rabban Abaye, usually we don't hold like Abaye, but in this case, the Shammai says we hold like Abaye. So I want you to know those four categories. Okay? Read the next Rashi, are you? Well, we said Benj, but he did it quickly, right? So Benj, you'll take a pass on it, yeah? Okay, go ahead. Let Benj read one Rashi at least. Go ahead, read the Rashi. Gozu al Gusha. Go ahead. Gozu al Gusha. Excellent. If you're mild on it, go ahead, Valavira.
Me again?
Yeah, go ahead, and then are you go to the Tyson? Go Valavira. Oh, if you go into the Avira Tome, the Afilu. What's Laga? What's no Naga? Even if you didn't touch the what? The dirt. Or you didn't what? What's he seat? He seat means like this. I pound on this, and the pen moved because I pound on it. I didn't even do that. I didn't cause it indirectly to move. Go ahead. Please get that word hissit. Go ahead. Aval. I'm masin hissit. I'm touching it and moving it. Aval. And the other they weren't gozer. Go ahead. This guy didn't touch it or do hissit. Okay, excellent. Very good, Benj. So it comes out from the Maskanas of Gemara that this Tana is Rabbi HaKadosh, and therefore, Lomais, you wait into a sheet of Tiviv Migdal, and a Tzuri is like Eretz Yisrael in what way? And that it's Avir is what? It's Avir is okay, only the Gush is Tomei, and you go into a sheet of Tiviv, it's going to help you. However, if you go into a sheet of Tiviv with Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to help you. Of course, according to Rabbi Yosef Yudit, if you go into a box, it's going to help you in Tzuri and where? And where? If it's going to, it's, and Eretz Amin. Because all Zarek is what? Is Shmei Ohal, point what? Rabbi Yosef reviewed it. Okay? This is the Pshat of the Gemara Rashi. That's how you get a chlor, guys. You got it? Okay? You got this chlor? Okay, this is the Pshat Lamaisa. Now we begin Tisus. Okay? Let's go, Aryeh. Guys, look inside. Go slow with this. That's how you learn up Gemara Rashi, you have a chlor. Go ahead. Seems to me that I think you have to be Masber this Gemara, Dafka Shita Tevo Migdal. That the only thing that we're dealing with transportation here is a box where you're totally encased Binyamin Novik. But if you're riding on a horse, where you're not encased, it would not be good. Go ahead, what does he say? He thinks it's Dafka. And therefore what? Why is that? And therefore Rashi says you cannot establish the Brisa like who? Like Rabbi Yosef Yudit. Why? Because if you're going with the Shidu Teva Migdal, that would work even in Eretz Amim according to him. And therefore what? It wouldn't be Tsuria would not be just the only thing equal to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Abba would be equal to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mechalim between Tsuria and Eretz Abba, it better be who? It better be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Does everyone hear that, Chlor? Yes? Okay. We got that so far? Okay, go ahead. What does the Bechina mean? For no reason at all did Rashi have to say this. For no reason at all. Okay? For no reason at all did he have to say that. Go ahead. He says the only reason, Lomaisa, so up till now, Rashi seems to say that Shita Teva Migdal was what? Was Dafka. Yes? Now, did Rashi say that himself? You guys tell me. You got to be in tune with it.
No.
Did Rashi say Shita Teva Migdal Dafka?
No,
I don't think so. He's implying it that it has to be Bidafka because you want to make it like Rebbe and not like Rebbe Shabibu. So therefore, it has to be what? It has to be Bidafka. So Tosfos says, I think there's no reason for Rashi to have said this. Let's read it again. Ubechinim, go ahead. He says, I want you to know something. That is Lav Dafka. The only reason why I mentioned it is because it was in the Brisa. Okay? There's the Gemara, the Brisa, when it meant it, that Suri was like, that's all. And then he answered, Shita Teva Migdol, because that's what it was taught where. It was taught in the Brisa like that. Which Brisa? Right? You could always ask, why in the Brisa did it teach that too? You know what I mean? But okay. But do you guys understand which Brisa it is?
Brisa.
Which Brisa did it say, Shita Teva Migdol? What'd you say? Yeah, the Sanya, that Brisa, correct. Well said. Erevin Nazar and Chagiga, excellent bench. That Bryce that's quoted in Shas says Shita Teva Migdal. So the Bryce of the Tana here that was talking about Surya echoed that same words. But it's really Lav Dafka. Ella what? Excellent. Even if you're riding on a horse. So therefore there's no difference whether you what? You ride on a horse or Shita Teva Migdal. What's the din? You're going to be Tahora. Does everyone got that? Yes?
You're not touching the ground.
Yes, you're not touching the ground. You're not touching the ground. What's the big deal? The other's not a problem. The other's not a problem. The other's not a problem. So, Lomaisa, if you're riding on the horse, it's considered to be good. Right? Shita, 1 second. Shita Teva Migdal doesn't help with Gabi Oyel. Right? So, what's the answer? I don't understand. Why doesn't the tumah from the dirt go up? Hello?
It's not mount.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
When we said when they weren't going.
Because it's rabbinic tumah, the whole thing. No? It's not pure derisive tumah. No pun on words. I mean pure tumah. But you understand what I'm saying? The tumah of the Eretz Anum was only on the goosh. It does not what? It was not a navir. You understand what I'm saying? Why, I'm asking you, why doesn't it go up and what? Why don't we say that it goes up? What'd you say? What do you mean he's saying according to Rebbe. He's saying according to Rebbe. He's saying according to Rebbe, it's Lav Dafka. Because according to Rebbe, even you rode on a horse would be good enough. Right? Kedemuchach Namasik. Devisuria, go ahead. Go ahead, Arya. Kedemuchach. I'll give you another reason why Rokha about Susa Torbet Surya. Kedemucha the Masik the what?
Kedemucha the Masik the Surya, Alavira, Logosrum, the Imkain, Terabiosi, Nami, Asi.
Okay, 1 second. So before you get to the Imkain, let's pause there and try to understand what it means of Bechin and Perish Rashi Kain. But you understand what I'm saying so far? Yisrael, what is Taiz saying? Taiz is saying is he believes that Rashi, who said that Shita Teva Migdal is Dafka, yes? He believes that that is wrong. For no reason did he say that. Because it's really Lav Dafka, and it could have been riding on a horse just as well. Because we assume that all of Atal is not an Ohel, right? There's no Naf community in Rokhev al Sister Shita Teva Migdal. Because it doesn't help you lean an Ohel. So when it says the Torah B'Suria, it's what? It's because there's no what? There's no Tumen Navir. So Rokhev al Suf would also be Tar because of that. You follow me? You got that? Now let's give some background. 1 sec, Bench. Let's give some background now, and you can't skim it. What do you mean, Bechina? Please get this down. For this, you have to look into the Gemara in Maseches Nazir on Daf Nundal and the base. Please get it. The Tos Rosh elaborates this on this, and the Marshal both, which I gave you in the Mar Mekaymis. That's why you got to know Shas, guys, and the Tos Rosh and the Marshal knew Shas, and they give you the background of the Gemara Nazir. And the Gemara Nazir goes like this. Please get it. The Gemara Nazir in the Dalai Beis has a suffix. Did they make a gzera on the avir of chutz l'aretz that the avir itself is metameh, or did they make a gzera on the gush that it's metameh mishum ohel? Do you understand what I'm saying? Please get this, Jonathan. Please.
Yeah.
What is the nature of tuma and eretz amim and the avir? We know that they asked in the avir tameh. Did it come from straight avir, straight up? Or did it come from the dirt that imbued Tuma in the Avir through Ohel? Do you understand what I just said? The Gemara has a Shiloh that the Avir in Eretz Amim is Tomei. What's the nature of that Tuma? Was it an independent Tuma that the Chachamim imbued on that to keep people what? Keep people in Eretz Yisrael? Or did it become Tomei through what, Binyamin? Through the dirt. And the dirt's metame the avir through ohel. You understand what I'm saying? The same result. But the shaila is, how did the chachamim create it? That's a shaila where in shas. That's your dafayomi comes up. Yeah? Because you got to know it though. Not just time going one ear out the other. There's your shaila nuzzin and dalin and beis. You hear what I'm saying? And the Gemara suggests lema. What's the word lema mean? Which is always slugged up, Tosis, 98% of the time in Shas. Where does Tosis say them? Sochem. Chafal v'mer Aleph. Gemara says, Amachlis Tanoi. Rebbe holds, if you're metame Eretz Amim, how are you metame Eretz Amim? Because they made a gzera and avir straight up. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, you're tar, why? Because they did not make a gzera and avir. The only reason why the avir becomes tummy is because of all on the dirt. Yes? But everyone holds all Zarek Shmei all, and it's a Chatzitza. That's the first stage of Gemara Nazar. You should have told me that, Eliezer, right? Because we presented the Machlok, straight up Machlok, all Zarek, or is it Lashmei Zarek? That's not true in Nazar. In the Havim meaning of the Gemara, everyone held one.
I was
going
to say that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you were going to say it? Okay, I believe you. I hope you're telling me the truth. I assume you're telling me the truth, right? Okay, the Havim meaning, that's the Havim meaning. Okay, the Havamin is everyone holds all Zark and Shmei Olel. The Shailas, did they make the Xeris straight on the other like Rabbi? Rabbi Akkadish or Rabbi Zavito? No, it's not. It's through the Gush and you have a what? Chatzitza. Then the Gemara Nazar goes on and says, no, it's wrong. Gemara slugs it up and says, everyone holds that they were not goes in the Avir and Chutz Lawrence. The only way the Avir became Tomei is because of what? The only way the Avir became Tomei is because of what? Because of the gush, the dirt, through ohel. Because the avir hovers on the dirt. What's the machlaikis? Whether all zark is shmeol or not. See, our Gemara is assuming the maskon over there. If you hold all zark is shmeol, then there's a chatzitz. If you hold not. So Surya is one darga less than Eretz Amim. Get it, guys? Surya is one darga less than Eretz Amim. Binyam, in what sense? In what sense is it one level less? The gush is not metame ba'ohel. Yes? The gush is not metame ba'ohel. Therefore, you could go into Tzuria, bein b'shida, bein b'rochev alasus. Mashenk in chutzlarts, what do you need? You need to shave a table of migdal to protect you. Because it'll be a what? Because it's a chatzitza. Yes? But you're not able to go in with what? Riding in the horse in chutzlarts, because why? Your legs will be mile on the dirt. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Maskanas of Gemara is, you got this, guys? According to Rabbi Yossi, the difference between what? When you talk about what? When you talk about the Maskanas of Gemara, he holds a what? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes? Bein l'sakadat, bein l'maskane. What's the din? Where the goes are over chutzlarts tummy because of all gush. It's tar because you have a chatzitza. Yes? So, bein l'masaka darach, bein l'maskane, they were not goes are over chutzlarts tuma. The only way you got the tuma is through what? The dirt of the ohel. So, suri, which is one madrega less, which did not make the gzeira and the what? Right? That the gush is not metame b'ohel. Yes? Therefore, you're able to go into Tsuria whether what? Whether you have whether you're in a box or whether you're in a what on a horse, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Chutz Laretz, you can only go in if there's a box. Oh, Zarek Shmei Zarek. But you're not allowed to go with a horse because then you're what? Then your legs are Malal Latumah. Ben, you got that? That's according to who? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Yes? You got the difference? Israel, I'll say it again. According to the Maskanas of Gemara and Nazir, is that everyone holds that they did not make a Gzera on Avir Chutz Laretz straight up. It was only through being Mal on the Gush. The Machlokes Rabbi Akkadish is, well, Oral Zark, Shmei Zark, is it a Chatzitz or not? So plug it in. By Tsuria, you could go in, whether it's Shedin or a horse. Because why? They didn't make the Gzera, it's one less Darga, it's one level loss. They did not make a Gzera on the what? On the Avir. They did not make the Gzera on the Avir at all, right? It's one less Gzera. They weren't Mitame Boel. The Gush is not Mitame Boel. So therefore, in Surya, you could go in no matter what, no problem. Mashenki and Chutz Laretz, where the tomb was through oil, you need a box to protect you, not a horse. That's according to who? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Plug it in now, Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh bench. What does Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh hold? Why if you go in Meshit, are you Tomei? According to the first Hasbara, is because he made a Gzera on the Avir. According to the second Hasbara, what's the din? They made a Gzera on Gush. And what's the reason why you're Tomei? Because all Zarek, Lashem, and Zarek. It's not a what? It's not a what? It's not a Chatzitza. Therefore, there are goes in the Gush, you're Tomei of all. So Rashi here is going like what? All Zarek, Lashem, O-L, and therefore it's not a Chatzitza. And therefore, according to Reb, you're not allowed to go near Tomei because why? It's Matame B'Oil. And the reason why you're able to go into Tzuri because we're not Megozer that it's Matame B'Oil. Like the Gemara says, Alavir lo Gozer. That's the reason why in Tzuri it's Tor. Not because of what? A Chatzitze. Not because there's a Chatzitze, because all Zarek lasts me all. So if you go into a horse in Tzuri, it's also okay. So that's why Tyson says, get it down, Aryeh. That's why Tyson says, Rashi said it for no reason at all. Beshida. That's Gaf can be a Shida. Because why? If you hold all Zarek lasts me all anyway, it's never a Chatzitze. There's no difference between a Shida and a horse. That's why Rashi Tosfos says Bechinam. For no reason did he say this. Because the bottom line is we're going with the reasoning of that it's Ol Zerup Rav Shmei Ohel. So if you go with that reasoning of Rav Shmei Ohel, Lamaisa, and they were Gozer and the Gush that it's Matame Boyo, right? They were Gozer and the Gush Matame Boyo, Lamaisa. So we know they weren't Gozer and Navir in Syria. So if they weren't Gozer and Navir, so what makes a difference where you go in? It makes no difference at all. That's the reason why you're able to go in the Maisa, because you're not in the time of oil. I'll have you in the Gozer. So why on earth does Rashi say this? It's a Pella, the Maisa. You don't have to be Mukim the Mishnah according to who? What's Ubechinim? What does the word Bechinim mean? For no reason do you have to Mukim this Gemara like who? What did Rashi say? No, come on. Like Rabbi, you can even say it's according to Rabbi Yosef Bimuda. Excellent. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Bimuda, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Syria. Like, I mean, horses. And that's why Tyson says it's Lav Dafka. You don't have to say Shita Tevo Migdol. You could say a horse too. And therefore, what? It could even be Rabbi Yosef Bimuda. So why'd you have to stand on your head and get an answer Shita Tevo Migdol? And say Dafka Rabbi. That's why Tyson says a Bechina. There's absolutely no reason on earth that the Gemara had to do this, according to Rashi. You understand this, Eliezer? Rashi says it's Dafka Shita Tevo Migdol, that's the assumption, and it can only be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We read the Gemara very slowly with Rashi. Worked very well, but think about it for a moment. If you hold it, the longest is that they did not make a Gzera and Avir at all, then who cares how you go in? Who cares how you go in? And therefore, what emerges is a big difference of riding on a horse in Suri as opposed to Eretz Amir. Eretz Amir, they made a Gzera and Avir, and in Suri, they did not. And that's it, Lamaisa. And that's it. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that there are goes on the gushes with Tame Baal, but it happens to be in Suri, they did not make the Gzera and Noah, that you should be Metame Baal. So if they did not make the Gzera, you should be Metame Baal, then comes out very beautifully, Allah Lamaisa, that the Gemara doesn't have to dafka be Rabbi HaKadosh, it could even be who? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's the kasha that Tosfos says. Okay? That's the kasha that Taisa says he finds it very, very difficult. Okay? Vim Kain, read on. The words in Taisa, Vim Kain. Guys, look inside.
Vim Kain, Rabbi Yossi, Nami Yossi.
Oh, can go like Rabbi Yossi also. Go ahead. You could go on a wagon or on a horse, Mashen Kain. But in Shita Teva Migdol, right? We don't say that Suri is equal to what? Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Avim, you could go in as well. Go ahead, Vechei Mashmo. What is that Mashmo? Umashmo. Guys, how do you translate the word Afilu? What does Afilu mean? And even, is it Vafilu or Vafilu? Which one is it? Vafilu or Afilu?
Yeah,
it says Vafilu, no? What is and even? I mean, for sure it's a corner of Yosef and Yehuda. What is Rashi saying? Ve'afilu means that even it's a corner of Rebbe, but certainly it's good according to Yosef and Yehuda. So you don't have to say it's talking about Shita Teva. Maybe you can be riding on a horse, and it works just as well. Ve'afilu means that even Rebbe, for sure according to Yosef and Yehuda. That's what he says. Amazing. Umiyu, finish up the Lashon. And what does that last line mean? And the only reason why it wanted, that it said it like Rebbe was because that was the conclusion. The Dafka what? But in Surya, where they did not what? They didn't make the Xero on what? On the what? No, no. Offer his tome on the Avira. They didn't make any Avira. You could go Batara. In other words, he's not backing out of what he's saying in the end of the Tulsi. He's just saying the Gemara wanted to make it like who? Rabbi HaKadosh. But just as easy, he could have just said what? The only way to make it like Rabbi HaKadosh is to say Shita Teva Migdol. You understand? That's the only way you can make it like Rabbi HaKadosh. Shita Teva Migdol. Because he holds all his art, what? Lash Me'ol. But if he only comes to Bibuda, Lamaisa, then there's no problem at all, Lamaisa. According to Yosef Bibuda, you could have said we're talking on a horse. Because you can't ride on a horse in Eretz Amim. Because the tumor will what? The tumor will get you, Lamaisa. From Chutz La'aretz, you're not encased. So you could have made a chiluk and say that what? That it's going to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's not talking about Shiva Tevim, it's talking about Rochel Al-Sus. And the Tana could also be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He's just saying how Korcha, the Brisa, since the conclusion was Rebbe, so therefore you have to come on to what? You have to come on, and that's what he says here in the Yisra Bracha. He says, even though Tosfos is Masber, that it's Pshitas Tfei, like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara was determined to make it like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. HaKorach HaNami Mikoach HaTam Namazgali Rebbe, so that's why Lamaisa wanted to make it like Rebbe, so that's why it said Shaded Tivu Mikol. But Tosfos sticks to his guns very strongly. That you don't have to say that this Brice is the only corner of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and say Shaded Tivu Mikol. Say it's riding on a horse, the corner of Rabbi Yossi Bibuda. And it's Baduik in Lashon Mer, it says Vafilu Rebbe. Now how do we answer up Rashi? One second, yo. So I want you to get this down. The Torah is Gittin. And the Chassam Sofer say like this. Please get it. The Torah is Gittin. And the Chassam Sofer say that maybe you can answer up Rashi like this. You know why it's Dafka Rebbe? Because what's the Lashon in the Brisa? No. What's the Lashon of our Brisa? Anamad Aleph. Our Brisa, Yisrael. That's the other Brisa. What does our Brisa say? Harotzo likanes ba? What is the words? Bitara niknas. Mashma what? What is that mashma? That in Surya is Dom Leret Shrov, that no matter what you do, if you go into niknas Bitara, you can go in. Mashma Chutz La'aretz, you cannot ever go in Bitara. Dafkut Surya is Shom Leret Shrov, that there's a possibility to go in Bitara. Chutz La'aretz, there is no possibility at all. That's why it's Mukhach like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You see, a corner of Yosef, there's an Eitzah to go in, and Chutz La'aretz with a Shita Teva Migdal. The Lashon the Brisa seems to imply there's no Eitzah at all. That's the way Rashi read the Brisa. And that's why Rashi stood on his head and said it's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's a beautiful deal. You understand what I'm saying? Tosfos didn't like that. But the fact that it's a road to the Kaddish Batara and Nicholas Mashal and the Chutz La'aretz, if you read it really precisely, yes? If you read it really bedafka square or cubed, it's saying there's no eights at all to go into Chutz La'aretz. Well, the only way that works is according to who? Rabbein HaKodesh. Because according to Yosef Yehuda, Aryeh, there is an answer to go in there with what? With the Shita Tevel Migdol. That's how they want to answer it. Beautiful answer. Beautiful answer. That answers up Rashi very beautifully. Okay? But I want you to get that down. Tosfos didn't take it as seriously, that lie. Dafka square or Q. Harochus Lakatas Betara Nichus. Does that really imply that Chutzros is no answer? Rashi says yes, it does. Tosfos says not that way. Okay? That's a very sharp answer to answer up Rashi. Okay? I want you guys to get that. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin.
Why are we not worried about Transmasa on horseback? Fine, and say no.
Oh, you're not holding the dirt. You're not carrying the dirt.
Carrying. It's about you're moving. You're touching the dirt. Your horse is keeping it up. You're the one who's moving the horse.
You mean about Hesed, you mean?
So it's very nice that, like...
You're not moving it directly, though. It's through the horse.
Sure, so the horse. By poke sherets with a stick, that's the
Masa. Well, Masa's carrying the mice.
Masa's moving.
You're not carrying it, moving indirectly. It's Hesed. Hesed, you're asking me. Hesed also, you know, it's indirect. Okay, I hear, Poshup shot, it's indirect. That's why it's not a problem. But does everyone get this answer? You got the answer, Eliezer? This is how you learn up the Rashi. This is a Torah's kid. Yes. What is the lashon of our Brisa? Yisrael, glad you had. Harotsu likanes betara nichnas. Mashmo, that in Surya there's a way to get in there. Masa chutzos, there is no way at all. That's not true according to Israel. You could go into chutzos with a box. So therefore, Rashi read it very, very precisely, and he says, Dafka, it's got to be on Rabbein HaKadosh. Rabbein HaKadosh, there's no eitz, because all Zarek is lashme oil, and therefore, if you go into chutzos, there's no protection. That's why Rashi was emphatic to say that Rabbein HaKadosh. Tosfos responds, you don't have to treat it that, you don't have to read a bedafka like that. But that's the Chiddush. Okay. Now, let's continue now. Now, Lamaisa, if someone goes into Tsuri Batara, he can ride a horse or go on a wagon. Yes? And Eretz Amim is Tomei, Lefi Reb Yossi, because why? Why is Eretz Amim Tomei? Because you're mal on the gush. Right? That was the Moskonas of Gemara. Remember we said? They weren't gozer in the Avrachot Tzorah, so it was because Machas are mal on the gush. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Marim Shif say, and this is what you're driving at, get this down, Binyamin, that on the tzad of the sus, you're mal on the gush. You're going over the dirt. That's why you're tummy. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks, I don't understand by wagons. Wagons as a chatzitza. It's one thing to ride a horse, you know, your legs are what, directly over the dirt. But in a wagon, you're told that the bottom of the wagon should be a chatzitza. Isn't that a great kasha? That's what Shmuel Rozovsky asks. What the Chassam Sofer was bothered by that. And you know what he says? He says, the wagon, your legs were outside the wagon. So you're even in the wagon, your legs are outside the wagon, so your legs are hovering over the dirt. It's like a little red wagon, the kid. You're like an adult being on the, you're so big, you're hovering over the dirt. It's not going to help you. So therefore, the dirt mile on the gush. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. But Rav Shmuel asks, but don't you need Rosh Verubo? Was that what you were going to ask me in Nazar? Nazar Dafman, hey. It says your mala rosh of a rubo. You need your whole body, your head, and your most of your body to be mala, not just a little bit of your legs. What that? Nazar and ham and alf to ramen hilchos tumas beis pirkanav olach aleph. So how do you answer that kasha? So you have to say that according to Yosef, they weren't gozer at tzamim and avir. They were gozer what on the gush, that the gush is betame for oil tumas oil. Is even what? A little bit of hovering. You see, if it's through the avenue of oil, even mixes is enough. If it's through hovering your body, Lamaisa, then it's a problem of what? You need Rosh of a Rubo. You need Rosh of a Rubo. Halacha Lamaisa. You need Rosh of a Rubo. So Lamaisa, he was asking, don't you need Rosh of a Rubo? He says, according to Yoshi, they weren't goes on the ovir. There goes on the gush that's metame by oil. And tumas oil. Lamaisa, it's metama even if mal mixes. Halacha lamaisa. If you're working through oil, lamaisa, if you're dealing with your human being hovering over, then you need rosh of rubo. That's not midin oil. If you're working midin oil even mixes is enough. Are you got me? Rosh of rubo is when if your body's hovering over. That's not out oil. That's because the tumor's shooting up on you. That's what you need Rosh and Merubal. You follow me, Eliezer? But when you're dealing with what? When you're dealing with oil, even Nixus is enough. Oh, please get that down. Now, says the Marshoah asks, why is the Bryce of Metarvatsuri Yosef Epshitas according to Yossi? Yes? Why is it more simple than it's Yossi? It's very simple to keep your Rabbin HaKadosh. How's it simple as Rabbin HaKadosh? Whether you go with Nicholas Beshita or Rochem Alatsus, right? No? See, let me ask you a question. Which is easier to fit in, Bench? Rabbin HaKadosh or Rabbi Yosef Bemudah? Rabbin HaKadosh could be either or, no? According to Rabbin HaKadosh, it could be either or. Labdafka, it doesn't have to be a sheet of table. It could be also a horse, no? In Surya. According to Yosef Bemudah, what do you have to say? In order to contrast Surya with Eretz Yisrael, according to Yosef Bemudah, what must it be? What must it be, according to Yosef Bemudah? It's got to be a what? It's got to be a box, Lomites. According to Yosef Bemudah, I'm sorry. According to Yosef Bemudah, it's got to be what? Only a horse. Please, guys, get this. According to Yosef Bemudah, it's got to be only a horse. Why? Because you want to show that a what? In Surya, you're okay. And Eretz Yisrael, you're not okay. Yes? So that's my horse. But according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Lomites, it could be Nicholas Besada also. With the Nicholas Beshita Tevel Migdal. Why? There's no difference between the two according to what? According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why is there no difference between the two according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Lamaisa? Right? Why is there no difference between the two according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Because why? It's Lav Shmei Ohel. And therefore the reason is that what? Is that in Surya there's no what? Surya there's no Avir. And in Eretz Yisrael there is. So why can you go on a horse and according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh? You tell me.
Why can you not?
What'd you say? What'd you say? No, according to Rabbi, you could say Beimin Nichmashita, Beim Baroche Valasus. Right? Right. Why is that, Lomaisa? Why is that? Because it wasn't what? There was no what? Yeah, there's no Avir. Avir's no Tumah. So Lamaisa, if you'd ask me, again, guys, get this. The whole point of Tois is that why does Rashi say it's only Rabbeinu HaKadosh? That's assuming it's Daf Kashita Tevel Migdal. Yes? Yeah? Tois says, can you be Rabbi Yosef Bemudah? And then you don't have to say Shita Tevel Migdal. Can you even say what? Can you even say Sus? Yes? If you go like Rabbi Yosef Bemudah. So why does Tosis say, at the very end of the Tosis, the Lashon HaGemara of Afilu, is Masha's Poshet Tfeh that it could go according to Rabbi Yosef Bemudah? The Brisa, that's Matar Betsuria, fits who better? He said it's Poshet fits Rabbi Yosef better. That's what the Gemara's Masha. Is that really true? Is that really true? According to, what? Let's figure it out. According to Ben HaKadosh, are you? Why is it Tar in Surya? According to Rabbi HaKadosh, why would you say it's Tar? Because the Avir is not Tameh. What about on the Gush? You can ride on the Shita Tevel Migdal and also horse. Why aren't you hovering over the dirt though? Because why? Your legs, what? It's not Rosh Merubah, right? Yes? They're a mile on the Gush, right? So why in Eretz Amim is it what? If you sit in the horse, yeah, because you're mal on the gush. Yeah? You understand this, Marsha? What is the Marsha saying? Guys, let's get this. What is the Marsha saying, Lomaisa? Marsha is asking, why in the Brisa do we what? That we're Matar of Asuria, Zosha Pshita is according to Rabbiosi. Zosha Pshita is a feel of Rabbiosi. Even Rabbiosi, it's Poshit, it's going to Rabbiosi. Right? They have to establish it, Lamaisa. You can talk about it, talking about what's the Marsha asking, Lamaisa? Marsha, Lamaisa is saying like this. The Marsha says, not mistaber to say the Bryce talking about Shita Tevel. I want you guys to get this down. When's the last time you saw someone transported with a Shita Tevel Migdal? When's the last time? The story in the Tisha B'Av commercial, the old Zakai, when they tried to take him out of the town, right? That's very uncommon, right out of Yerushalayim. So please get this down. He says, very uncommon. So according to Rabbi Yossi, chutzarot, they were gozer tumas ohel on what? They weren't gozer on the other. Surya, they weren't gozer tumas ohel at all. So therefore, you can establish the brisa of riding on horses. That's very what? That's very common. Riding on horses is common. But according to Bin HaKadosh, according to one side of the Gemara Nazir, you cannot establish you're talking about a horse. Why not? Why can you not establish you're talking about a horse? Because according to the side of the Rebbe's Metame, because of what? Here it's time that goes on the Avir, but beside Tuma of Gush, it's not Metame, because all Zarek is a Chatzitzit, Lamaisa. Then Surya, there were goes on Tuma Sol, and there were goes on the Avir. So the difference between Surya and Chutzlarts is only in the case of Teva, which is very uncommon. But in a case of riding on a horse, Tsuri would be Tome Machas the Gushnas but Tame Boil. So the Marsha says, according to the Tzad, that there were goes on Eretz Amin, Lamai Sahuddin, there were goes on Tumas Oil on its Gush. In Tsuri, there weren't goes on the Avir, but they were goes on Tum on the Gush. That's what the Marsha wants to be Mechadish. The Marsha wants to be Mechadish that we want to be able to Mukim something on something that's more common, Lamai Sahuddin. So Lamai wants to be more common. So that's what Taisus means, that according to Asit Fei works better. Eretz Amim is only Matam and Lamaisa. And that's why it's not Mestabra Mukim the Braisa, Shida Teva Migdo, because it's not Shchia. Right? So therefore, according to Yossi, who holds Chutzlarts, they were Gozer on Tumas Oel, and they weren't Gozer on the Avir, Surya, they weren't Gozer on Tumas Oel at all. So you establish the Braisa. You establish the brisa talking rochav lasus, which is shchiyah. That's why he says it's asid fei. Because according to Yossi, are you got what I'm saying? Because according to Yossi, what is it? It's much more common riding on the horse. That's why Taisus says what he says, pshitit fei. According to Ben HaKadosh, one side in the Gemara lemaisa, you're going to have to say the reason why it's tamei shitit tevo migdol is in two merits of because of avir itself. Surya, there are gozer on the Tumas Oil, there were gozer on the Avir. So the difference in Surya and Chutzlarts is only when you go into a Teva. But you're riding on a horse, you're going to be Tomei also in Surya because the Gush is Metame B'Oil. The Gush is Metame B'Oil, Allah HaLamaisa. So that's what, it's not Tumas Oil, Shogush, and Metame, because all Zorik's a Chatzitza. So that's what he wants to say according to that side. That side in Nazar, there goes on Avir, it's Amim. There goes the Tumas Oel on the Gush. Surya, there weren't goes on the Avir, but there were goes on the Gush. So bottom line is, please get it down. The Marsha says, the reason why it's Poshet Tfei, because you don't have to establish you're talking about a what? A Shita Teva Migdol. Right? You can even talk about a horse. But according to Rebbe, Lamai says, you cannot talk about a horse. So that's why it's Asi Shapra Tfei, according to what? According to Rebbe Yossi. Because if you're Rebbe Yossi, you're boxed in to say it has to be a what? A Shita Teva Migdol. According to Rabbi HaKadosh, you're not boxed in at all. It can even be a case of a horse. That's why Taisus meant what he said. That's what the Marsha says, the Feirish. Okay, that's the Chiddush, Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Marsha wants to say. The last Nakud is, please get it. And then we'll pick it up with this tomorrow. We've got to go on with the next Taisus. Rashi said, all Zarek, Lav Shmei, all. Pashas, Kavanas, Rashi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nakar, Rabbi Yossi are arguing with all Tzorak and Shmei Ol or not. And they're not arguing with the Avir of Eretz Amin, like that Sad Echad in the Gemara. Because the stomach of the Gemara in Erevin says it's a machlekes between what? Whether it's all Tzorak or not. So the Pnei Yeshua of Shmuel Rozovsky asked, it's Muchach from the Gemara in Nazir, that if it goes to Mishmavira, Shita Teva Migdol is not going to work, even if you hold it to Chatzitza. You got that? Guy's got to breathe. He's obviously breathing in the box. So even if you hold it to Chatzitza, the air gets in. So it's clear from the Gemara Yotame. So the Mefarish there in Nazir, you know, it's not Rashi, it's the Mefarish. One of the keynotes we say, you know, we don't have Rashi on the Daf and the Dharma and Nazir. On the Daf, it's the Mefarish and the Ran and Nazir, it's the Mefarish and Taisis. That's one of the keynotes, or the Duke and Rav was Mazur, the Sechus, the Dharam, and Nazir. We don't have Rashi because they burnt it, the Goyim. So the Crusade. So the Mefarish says over there, the sheet is open milmala, or like the Maram, that it's even if it's Sotum, we call Tzad, it's still called Tomei B'Avir Tzad because you have to breathe. There's air that gets in. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, Rashi is talking about a sheet that's closed up, and the Gemara is saying where it's open. Okay? And the Maskana over there also is it's closed up. So it comes out that you have to say, Lamaisa, that in a Hanami, if it's on the Aver, it wouldn't help you. And that's why he says, Lamaisa over there, Lamaisa is talking about where it's open, Lamaisa Milmala. But the bottom line is that we're going, even if it's totally closed up, Lamaisa, and Rashi's saying it's Shita Estuma, and also according to Maskana over there, Shita Estuma, and the Gemara there's talking where it's open, but Lamaisa, it would help, Lamaisa, if you hold all of Zarek, is a chatzitza, it would help halacha lamaisa if you hold lamaisa that you're totally encased halacha lamaisa. If you're totally encased, that would be considered to be good. Rashi talking about shidis tumah. Maybe it would protect you halacha lamaisa. Okay, we got that. That's the chiddush. Okay, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, everyone have a wonderful day. Please go to this medrash.